Well, it is time for another energy forecast. In today's episode, I will be channeling through the themes and energy for the month of May. And without giving too much away, I can let you know that there are some big themes swirling here around finding contentment, love, how we're exchanging energy, and the balance of our outer activity with an inner sense of peace. There is a big call this month for collective healing and also for individual restoration and indulgence. So without any further ado, let's dive in to this month's forecast, the collective energy forecast for May. You're listening to the Guided Collective podcast, a collection of insights, information, and inspiration, connecting us to our own inner wisdom. I'm your host, Helen Jacobs. In episode 5, I spoke about this quarter of 2019, so Q2 from April to June. And the card I pulled for this quarter was Life Purpose. So you can go back to episode 5 to hear more about this theme, maybe after you've listened to today's episode. But I wanted to bring it up now, because as I'm about to go into the forecasting, we need to remember this. I also want to bring in, I don't know if we'll need it, but I want to mention from the outset or to remind you that the theme for the year that I was given was self-love. And again, I've spoken about that in previous episodes. And in the first quarter of the year, the theme was be free. So I'm not sure if that's going to be woven into today's channeling or not, but I want to mention it at the outset before I really go into the channeling. As this episode airs, we'll be in the last few days of April, so technically not yet in May, but I want to also just remind you, if you're new to me and my style of channeling, that I'm not really channeling for specific dates. It's more that I'm channeling the information from spirit around particular themes that we can loosely attribute to our calendar. So it is a very loose connection. I also just want to highlight again, if you're new here, that I'm not an astrologer. So many people will forecast based on lunar cycles or astrological cycles. And while I think that that's incredibly useful and I do look to those as well, this is a very different type of forecasting. And so I am feeling into the energy, but I am certainly more interested in the big picture that is given to me from spirit. So it's a different kind of forecasting, I guess. So to come back to the idea then that we're in the last few days of April and May is just about to kick off, I thought we would just quickly recap the month that was. So again, you can go back to episode 5 to listen to this, but a reminder on the themes that we've seen throughout April. The theme for the month was sacral chakra. And then throughout the month, I shared somewhat weekly themes, which were four bodies, signs and symbols, rest and relax, and sacral chakra. And so it's sometimes useful, I think, to revisit not only the forecast, but any of our intuitive insights or information from spirit. Because when we first receive it, or in your case, perhaps when you first heard the April forecast, you might have been expecting these themes to show up in particular ways. And I think it can be useful to go back and reflect upon the month that was and to see how did they really show up for you. And sometimes there are themes that show up really obviously or that we've actively been working on those themes, but sometimes it actually takes some self-reflection and introspection to see that these themes have come up in different ways. So as an example, the month of April for me was incredibly busy in a beautiful way. Life is becoming very, very full and I'm loving it. I had some book edits due. I had a week to turn around these book edits. Writer's school holidays began and I was already very committed with this new weekly podcast schedule. I had some photo shoots scheduled and different bits and pieces. So it's been a really beautiful month. But in terms of life purpose, I have been kind of surprised at some of the things that have developed here, that my understanding of things just constantly shifts and evolves and deepens, especially after a recent episode on the artist Hilma af Klint and my visit to New York to see her work. I had such a huge response to that episode, actually. So many of you reached out to share your feeling. Many of you went on to look into Hilma and her artwork, and many of you reached out to me and also via some other people in the community about how you had been activated listening to that podcast. So that was a delightful turn of events, and I'm so thrilled to have played a small part in that. But it certainly got a lot of my purpose evolving. And what is also interesting is that I, for me at least, is that I've set a personal intention this year. My word for the year is anchored. And so my personal theme is starting to really fit in with these forecasts, in that my purpose is anchoring. The book is anchoring. My body of work is anchoring. And little by little, these seeds are being planted and really taking hold. And so reflecting on some of the things that I have shared in that previous episode and even an earlier episode for the year at large, I can start to see these themes playing out. It's also, just as a side note, interesting for me to go back and re-listen or reread things that I write, because when I'm channeling, I don't remember what I've said. So at least having a podcast I can go back and listen to. So in any case, my month has been very, very active. Loads of output, loads of work and creativity and really outward facing work. And I've loved it. Surprisingly, I am being fueled by it. I seem to have switched from a very introvert in nature to somewhat of an extrovert of late, which is surprising to me. It may just be a phase. But there's also, in one of those episodes, again, I think it was back in episode 5, where I spoke about our purpose requiring a balance of masculine and feminine energy. The month of April, there was a lot of themes around feminine energy, particularly with the sacral chakra, but also the resting and relaxing and restoring and tending to our four bodies. A lot of themes there of feminine principles. And so I have noticed in the last month that as I am being far more extrovert and being out in the world and being anchored and having my purpose require this from me, it has also required new inputs, new ways to support myself, to manage my energies, and to not feel overwhelmed by things. What's also really surprised me is the amount of one-on-one work that is coming in, and I've been loving it and how much it's been giving to me. So my purpose is also fueling me in new ways, that it is becoming an input and an output, which sometimes is not always been the case for me. So loads of new mentoring clients have signed on, and actually a few VIP days, which I love. And for those of you who haven't seen, a VIP day with me is we spend 3 to 4 hours or a full day if you wanted to, but usually about 3 or 4 hours sometimes in person, the last few have been in person, and we will really go into the core issues. It could be going into the soul level, past lives, soul trauma, retrieving fragments, so that we can really help an individual by doing the work rather than just talking about it and handing action plans over. So yeah, really cool stuff happening, but interesting that I've had to tend to my four bodies and make sure that my rest and relaxation is adequate to keep my physical body able to keep up with what's happening energetically. So, all that being said, why don't we turn our attention now to the month of May? So, prior to hitting record, I actually selected the cards already, and I will share them with you in just a moment. So, although I have the cards already selected, I haven't yet received the information from Spirit. I'm going to do that live and unscripted on the podcast today. I use the Little Sage Oracle cards for my forecasting. They're an oracle deck that I have created myself. And so if you happen to have them at home, you can also look up the reference book. And you may even like to take these cards with or without the reference book and bring your own awareness or intuitive insight to them. Your own interpretation of the cards or application of the cards is far more powerful than the collective reading, because you're going to be doing this for your individual circumstances. So the month of May, I turned over the Heart Chakra card. So let's see what Spirit has to say on this. Now, the first thing that they're drawing me to is back to the theme for the year, which is self-love. And so there is a connection here with the Heart Chakra card. The Heart Chakra, or the themes of the Heart Chakra, is what I want to pay attention to here. So there's themes of love and self-love, which is the theme for the year, compassion and acceptance. There are themes of how we give and receive love, and all of the multifaceted expressions of love. We can think about our human love. We can think about unconditional love. We can think about love in terms of our passions, our joys, our happiness. And so there's really a theme here about the exchange, the giving and receiving of love this month. I also want to draw our attention to the fact that I have drawn another chakra card for this month. Last month for April, we had the sacral chakra card. Now, if I was doing an individual reading for a client right now, and I had turned both the sacral and heart chakra, I would be paying attention. Anytime we have one chakra card, usually it is, in my interpretation, a point to that particular chakra or the themes of that particular chakra or energy center. But to have multiple cards, yes, we want to pay attention to the themes and the energy of that chakra, but we need to be looking at our energetic system as a whole. And so there's an ongoing theme that is developing here that is requiring us to move our energy through our body to ensure that we're balancing all of our energy centers and restoring that balance across the board. So it will also be interesting to see how themes of last month around femininity, creativity, rest, relaxing, is going to play out now with this theme of heart chakra. There is also a sense here of contentment, peace, I guess a general feeling of, yeah, contentment is the best way I can describe this. And so sometimes these general feelings are because we will feel them this month, or it may be that we need to remind ourselves of this month. So to bring more peace and contentment into our lives, we may actually need to come back into our heart chakra to look at our balance of giving and receiving love and how that is connected with our levels of contentment or our levels of peace. Where there is anger, it is difficult to hold peace. And so in restoring love and giving and receiving love, we can move through the anger. It is important and needs its space, as all of our emotions do. But as an example, we can move through it and come back to contentment and love. Spirit has just suggested that I pull another card. So let's do that. There is an additional meaning here for the heart chakra card, and you may just hear me. You may hear me shuffling in the background. Another two cards have fallen out. Interesting. So I've also just turned over Crown Chakra and Have Fun, and they've fallen out of the deck. So Spirit wants me to add these in as well. So we have another chakra card. So Spirit is reinforcing this message. It's not so much the chakras themselves, but understanding the flow of energy through our bodies, how energy is moving, and whether we are receiving energy. This is the point they wanted to make. Whether we are receiving energy, which is also love. So whether we're receiving energy through our heart chakra, we've drawn the crown chakra. Last month, we also had the sacral chakra. So we must be moving our attention to working with our energy. So this ways that we can help support this, if you're not naturally attuned with energy or you're new to energy, it may be beneficial to work with practitioners this month, Reiki, kinesiology, any kind of energetic support could be useful. What I do want to also add in here, the crown chakra, the themes of this chakra is about our connection to the divine, our ability to open to a collective consciousness, our spirituality, God, whatever our version of that is. And so these themes are also present. I suspect that we may need to remember this in terms of our love and contentment. And so I'm recording this, what's the date today? The 24th of April, I believe it is, or thereabouts. But I'm recording this, I think it's the 24th of April, just after devastating news out of Sri Lanka. And so as I'm talking about this connectivity with spirituality, our version of God, the collective consciousness, and I'm also talking about the heart and the exchange of energy, this vision of the atrocities in Sri Lanka come to mind. So we may also, on a global or collective scale, be seeing some of these themes play out, that there are bigger discussions here to be had about how we find peace as a collective. How do we find individual contentment, but certainly collective contentment? And I suspect these themes will play out this month. I said that the Have Fun card also fell out. And so there is a reminder here that as we're giving and receiving love, as we are moving through a collective healing process, that we do so from love, but from a sense of playfulness, that while I do not wish to downplay such atrocities or if there are further developments over the month of May, I am certainly not trying to create a frivolous nature around it. Absolutely not. I'm merely trying to put across that in our individual lives, as we're processing individually and very respectfully in our own ways, that we remember to be lighthearted with it. Then Spirit comes in to say that we must, by exchanging and processing energy through our system, it allows us to not become heavy or bogged down in the heavy heart that we can be carrying individually and collectively. That as we're healing, we can restore a lightness to our hearts without avoiding the difficulty. Okay, let's move on and come into the weekly themes. So the card for this week, which technically covers the last few days of April and the first couple of days of May, the card that I turned up is patience. So there is a feeling here, as I hear you all collectively sigh, which is often the response to this card, that we are needing to be patient. So we're needing to be patient on that collective level as we're healing, as we're trying to find a balance of lightheartedness amongst some very difficult and challenging concepts and healing that's taking place. But I feel like the theme here has shifted away from the collective here, and that as individuals within it, we are being asked to have patience. My attention is also coming back to the theme of life purpose. So we have this theme for the month that this may be a week where our purpose is to have patience, that the bigger sense of our purpose or place in the world is just requiring us to process and to kind of wait. There's a pause here. Patience is also, in my understanding of it, very closely linked to acceptance. To reach a feeling of patience is to have accepted what is, to have accepted where we are in that particular moment. We also have the theme of self-love for the year, and so there's a particular thread being woven in here around being patient, as the clairvoyant image I have is a ripple effect. And it's, you know, if you watch a boat go down the river in Brisbane here, the city cats go down the river. That's the picture that I have. And as, you know, the city cat moves through, or the boat moves through, there's a wake, and it crashes up against the river banks, and then it peters back into the middle, and eventually it settles down. That is the clairvoyant image I have here with patience. We need to allow time, individually and collectively, for those waves, for the ripples to settle, so that we can actually see what is occurring in our lives. So that's something to bear in mind for this particular week as the podcast goes to air. Patience, as I said, is linked with acceptance. And so if we link this with self-love and self-acceptance, that we need to remind ourselves not to be so hard on ourselves this week. And again, in particular reference to our individual purpose, something else is at play here this week is what I'm feeling. And so, you know, it's interesting. I started this podcast by talking about how busy April seemed to be. And so there's almost like a pregnant pause in this crossover from April to May, and actually as we're crossing over essentially from the sacral chakra to the heart chakra in theme, and even the crown chakra and the have fun card, if I add them back into the mix. Crossing over seems to be an interesting term. It's the same clairvoyant image I have with these waves that move out and move back in and move out, and they're settling in each iteration. That's the theme of this week. There is some to and fro, some ebb and flow. There is some rise and fall, and that we're being asked to be patient in that, and rather than being caught up in it, and rather than feeling like everything has come crashing down or been kicked around again. It's occurring outside of us, not inside of us. So then the week from May 6, I've drawn the Indulge card. Now, the image on this card is a woman on a swing, and so there's an element of playfulness with this. I'm also particularly drawn to the purple that is in this card. So purple can be a link to clairvoyance, clear seeing, and I reference it because I feel like the more we indulge after a week where we've been asked to be patient, after a week where things may be moving around outside of us, the Indulge card is asking us to see clearly what just happened. It's asking us to indulge, really indulge at a deep level. This is not licensed to indulge in things that aren't necessarily good for us. This isn't about an excess of sugar or alcohol or sex or shopping or any of those sorts of things. It is more, they're surface level. This is really about an indulgence of our true self, an indulgence of our, I'm hearing the word simplicity, but I'm also being drawn back to that have fun card that I drew a few moments ago. The indulge card, as I say, is a woman on a swing. She's having fun. She's playful. She's lighthearted. And so these themes may also be present this week. As I get further and further into the forecast and I'm hearing myself speak, there could be the element of heaviness throughout this month. And I suspect that the message here is to try and stay light of heart, light of spirit, to feel what is occurring and to process what is occurring, but to not allow ourselves to be engulfed by it or overcome by it. When we're engulfed and overcome by these bigger feelings, by these tides that are moving, the waves that are flowing, we go under. And we can't help others, and we certainly cannot help ourselves when we're drowning ourselves. So this is not necessarily a forecast that we will be drowning this month, but it's more that we need to have cultivated this within ourselves in order to move through it. If you feel yourself going under, indulge. If you feel yourself going under, have fun. If you feel yourself going under, come back to your heart. Move the energy. And it's going to make a huge difference this month. I can see how this theme is developing, because the next week, from May 13, I drew the Restore card. So you see where this is going? If you're playing along at home, interpret this now. You can see where this message is going. So the Restore card, not surprisingly, is asking us to restore. I don't necessarily feel, though, that this is a quiet time. Like April, and certainly for the quarter itself, there is a lot of activity here. There is a lot of, like I've spoken about in previous episodes, there's a lot of output that requires this feminine approach of restoring and cyclically refueling so that we can continue to process whatever it is that's coming up for us, but also to be able to continue to output in the way in which we want to in the world. I feel like this Restore card may be quite physical this week. We could be asked to restore physically, mentally, emotionally, or spiritually. So please pay attention to what you intuitively feel is right for you. But I do get an overarching sense of a physical restoration. I feel like this could be a week for us to drink more water, to eat more grounding foods, to create space in our calendars where that's possible, whether that's in our workplace, whether that's calling in some assistance with our kids or family life, or whether it's as simple as carving out an extra few minutes each day to transition from task to task. And as I say that, Spirit shows me a little practice that I have as I move from my work day to go and collect my kids at school time, that I actually just take an extra 10 minutes, maybe have a cup of tea. Sometimes I'll go and sit or stand in my backyard, listen to the birds, I'll breathe, and then I'll go on my way. It's a very simple practice that can take a couple of minutes. This is the kind of restoration that we need. Of course, if you can afford more time this week, go deeper. And then for May 26 to June 2 is the Change card. Now, what I found interesting is as I drew that card out of the deck earlier, it fell out. It flew out of the deck. And it did so as I was thinking about how restorative these messages were. Just by looking at the cards, I could see that there was quite a few themes of restoration. And so I get the sense that come May 26, or at least somewhere in that week, remember we're not fixated on the date, that change is a-coming. Certainly there will be a change in, well, not in the outer tempo. We're still going to have a lot of activity in the outer world, a lot of things to tend to. But the inner world may start to catch up. Our inner world may change so that the inner world may be, if we've followed the advice to restore and indulge and be patient, that we will, it's like a strengthening internally. I haven't yet drawn the cards for June. We'll come back closer to the time with another podcast for that. But I suspect that the energy of June will change yet again. And so, you know, this card of change at the end of the month suggests to me that we are going to find ourselves somewhere quite different by the end of the month. And that this theme of exchanging our energy, moving the energy, fueling, refueling, indulging, being patient, restoring, is not just to restore from where we've been, but actually to prepare us for what's coming in the following month. And then spirit goes quiet. So I think that that may be a perfect place to end off. I would love for you to join me and almost 1,000 other people in the private Facebook group that exists so that we can share with one another, chat with one another about what we're finding in the podcast and any of the related themes. So I'd love to hear throughout the month how these themes are coming up for you. And also just to hear and to recap how you may have been surprised at the themes of April. Earlier in today's episode, I mentioned working with me one-on-one via mentoring and VIP days. I would love to have the opportunity to work with you too. If you feel like this is something that you've been drawn to or called to, please check it out. You can apply for mentoring. We can jump on a discovery call and work out whether we're a good fit or if I am able to help you with what you're moving through right now. And I will add links to that in the show notes. So until next week, center in your heart and open to the giving and receiving of love in your life.